Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're still like pinching themselves waking up this morning. Well, like, what the hell? This guy's a giant.
I mean, think about this lineup. And I do want to get into the lineup.
Let's get to the lineup right now.
I don't know what the hypothetical is going to be. Like, let's just, when they're fully healthy, Jung-Hoo Lee.
Okay.
Adames.
Yep.
Devers. Ramos.
Yep.
Wilmer Chapman. We could probably, you know, move some things around. That's pretty good. And now we go 7, 8, 9, because you get the DH, obviously, Wilmer. Let's just put Wilmer at DH. I'll put Devers at first for right now, just for right now. Who's at second base? You going to go Fitz?
I guess right now I'm leaning on Fitz, but that's a short leash, though, as far as I'm concerned.
I'll put him in the 9 hole because they like that double leadoff.
Yeah.
7, 8. Bailey in the 8 hole, and then Yaz in the 7 hole?
Yeah. What's going on with Bailey, by the way? Have we had any update on that injury?
No.
That's not good.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No.
Okay.
All right. I'm looking at a lineup of Jung-Hoo Lee, Willy Adames, Devers, Ramos, Wilmer, Chapman. Chapman in the 6 hole is so much better. Yaz, Bailey, and then Fitzgerald. That's pretty good.
It is. Now, that's a respectable lineup. When I just saw the Dodgers over the weekend and watched them yesterday, like Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Hernandez, you got Kike in there, Miguel Rojas, and then when you start getting to like the 8, 9 guys, like really, it's like, okay, like what? I hear people that say, oh, I think Matt was talking to us in the meeting. He's like, I don't know that 8, 9 spot. I'm really concerned. It's like, it's the 8, 9 hitters. Like, what do you want? Like, that's what's going to happen. It's hard to have, you know, what is it, the 27 Yankees or whatever it is. Like, it's not going to be the case for all these teams going forward. Now, would you like it to be better? But hell, I've seen the 8, 9 hitters get hot for the Giants multiple times. I can't even give them their names right now. Like, it happens. So What's more important for me is 1 through 6, and you just gave me a damn good 1 through 6 right now.
And well, and I think as I look at this lineup, like 1 through 9, I say to myself, why does this feel so different from 2021? Like, what is the big thing? I'm going to go back to Game 5 Ooh. Against the Dodgers, 2021. A must-win game. Would you agree?
Well, it was a yes.
Okay. Now,
I think we would all agree because you couldn't advance unless you win.
Okay. Brandon Belt was hurt, so he was off the roster at this point. So he's not available to play.
He's not.
Brandon had a pretty great bounce-back year.
Yep.
You started the game off leading off with Tommy La Stella.
It wasn't Lamont.
Tommy La Stella.
It all came down to La Stella.
Tommy La Stella, okay? Now, then you go to pinch hit with Donovan Solano.
I completely forgot, real quick, completely forgot about Tommy La Stella.
All right.
Was just buried in the depths.
Because he was old as heck.
He was.
Okay.
Forgettable tenure.
And then he got hurt, too. Yeah, so.
No doubt. The Achilles was hanging by a thread.
And he wasn't very good.
Yeah. He wasn't. He really wasn't very good for them.
And then you had Darren Ruff. In left field.
They're not very good.
He was bouncing around, kind of the end of his career, but he had a monster year. But, like, come on. He's again, look, think about where they
he
were.
He had a moment in that series. You have a home run.
Yeah, but think about where he was in his career. He's 34, 35 years old, played in the Japanese League. Like, okay, Buster, it was his final year. All right?
Yep.
Buster's final year.
We didn't
year.
Know it was going to be his final year because he was incredible that year.
He was. Crawford, the last great year from Crawford.
He was. It was a career year.
Chris Bryant was in that lineup. Now, he played center field in that game. Poorly, by the way. But he played center field in that game.
Traditionally what? He's a left fielder?
Yeah.
Right? Well, I haven't seen him in so long. So
Yaz started in that game. He was 32 or whatever at the time.
Yeah.
And then was pinch hit with Austin Slater and then pinch hit again for Lamont Wade Jr. Okay? Those three just together is just perfect synergy. Then you had Wilmer Flores playing first base, the check swing at the end of the game. Evan Longoria, his final season. Playing third base. So all those guys, the only guy who was under team control for multiple years after that was Yastrzemski.
I thought you guys
the starters.
The only guy I feared at the plate might have been Buster Posey in that entire thing that you just listed off.
So now think about where we're at today. Jung-Hoo Lee, big multi-year deal. Adames, big multi-year deal. Mm-hmm. Devers, big multi-year deal. Ramos, still under team control for 5 more years, including this one. Wilmer, DH, might be his last year, I don't know. Chapman, multi-year deal. Yaz, he could be a free agent at the end of the year. Bailey, still under team control for 4 more years. Fitzgerald, still under team control for 5 more years. This is why it feels different now than 2021. This, 1, 2, 3, 4 guys in your lineup with mega deals. Jung-Hoo Lee, Adames, Devers, and Chapman. Then there's degrees to the mega deals. And then you got Ramos, who might be a two-time All-Star when it's all said and done at the end of the middle of July. And you got Fitzgerald and Bailey, who are still under team control, and we'll see with those guys. That's why it feels different. This team feels sustainable, and it feels like they're more in their primes.
You have legitimate players locked up that are, you know, household names to an extent. And I get it. Baseball is not basketball, but I don't really care about anyone else that's like not paying attention to baseball. That's their problem. Like Matt Chapman, you know who he is. If you watch baseball, guy's the best defensive player in the sport, bar none right now. He can get hot. He can hit the long ball. Like, he is good. Jung-Hoo Lee, if you don't know him, get to know him. He might be the most exciting player on the team. He's got wheels. He's fun. He's a funny laugh at the podium if he's shooting the breeze. Love what I got from him. Elliot Ramos is just cool, calm, and collected. And he gets fired up, as we saw
with
that double the other week against the Padres. Like, that's a guy who's been captain of consistency at the plate, and he's got pop. Defensively, not the best, but you know what? We'll get to that another time. Like, that might ultimately be the thing that you're concerned about, is how many plus defenders do you have now on this team as currently constructed? Like, Chapman, yes. Adames is...
Jung-Hoo Lee's been great.
Jung-Hoo Lee, no, yes.
Ramos
after
is
last
shaky.
Year, it's a night and day. Because struggled last year.
Yeah. I think Jung-Hoo Lee is a great center fielder. Ramos is an adventure. That's the way I would put it.
Yeah.
He's not a below average. He's like, some days he'll make a nice play, and then other days just like, what? Have you ever played outfield in your life?
No, there's that. I keep going back to that hit that should have just been a single by Tyro Estrada. And it kept rolling and rolling and rolling to the left field. I was like, is someone going to get this ball until Ramos finally picked it up?
So, okay. Jung-Hoo Lee, Adames, Devers, Ramos, Wilmer, Chapman, Yaz Bailey Fitz.
I'm taking that over 2021, okay. 7 days a week. Not
so
even,
let's go.
Not even,
let's go to 2010.
About it. Yeah.
Let's go to the 2010 team. I'm going to read you off game 162, a must-win game. All right. Now remember, Jose King got popped for steroids, so he didn't get to play in the playoffs. But this is who they played on the final day of the season: Andrés Torres, who had 16 jacks and 63 RBIs that year; Freddie Sanchez, I'm going in order; Aubrey Huff, 290. 26 and 86 with 157 games played. That was Aubrey Huff's, like, yeah. That was a monster year.
It was amazing that year.
Buster in the cleanup spot, batted 305, hit 18, had 67 jacks in 103 games, 67 RBIs, excuse me. Pat Burrell picked up on waivers, 18 jacks, 51 RBIs. Juan Uribe, 24 jacks, 85 RBIs at shortstop. Jose Guillen, not Cody Ross, final game of the year, three homers, 15 RBIs in 42 games. Pablo Sandoval, 268 batting average. It was a down year. 13 homers, 63 RBIs in 152 games. But this team collectively, the 2010 team, slugged 162 homers. Now, right now, you have 70 homers as a team. You're about, what? We're about a third to a half away, somewhere in that middle range.
About that.
I don't think you're going to get to 160.
Is that counting Devers and what he did prior, or that's
no? I'm just going off what the Giants have done.
Okay, got it.
I don't think that the 2010 team was their best offense. Is this team right now? I'm going to go Torres, Sanchez, Huff, Posey, Burrell, Uribe, Guillen, Sandoval. Is that better than Jung-Hoo Lee, Adamas, Devers, Ramos, Wilmer, Chapman, Yaz, Bailey, Fitz?
Oh, God, that's a tough one. Because honestly, Adamas has just been so bad at the plate for most of this season. It's like I'm envisioning him breaking out of this slump, and he's been better as of late.
Yeah.
But he's been so awful.
But that 2010 team, I think we underrate the offense
in retrospect. That's actually kind of what I'm thinking about right now. I was like, man, that team is that offense is better than I thought it was.
But they got a career year from Torres. They got a career year from Huff.
Yeah.
They got a career year from Juan Uribe.
Yeah.
And a rejuvenation from Pat Burrell with a rookie of the year season from Buster Posey. I mean, six guys had monster years, you know? And then other guys just performed as well. So, okay, let's say you take 2010.
And the fact that the drop-off from Buster Posey in that year to whatever I'm getting from catcher right now, the Porters of the world, the Kisners of the world, and Patrick Bailey, it's just night and day. It's night and day.
I agree.
So I might be taking that 2010 team.
I might too. But that team was so unique.
They also won a World Series, so let's give them their credit too.
Well, you know what the 2010 team is? It's the 2021 team with less platooning.
Yes.
And unreal pitching.
That's the ultimate key.
And that's how you thread the needle and win that one, right? So 2012, I'm going to go game one, NLDS. Angel Pagan, Marco Scudero, Sandoval, Posey, Pence, Belt, Blanco, Crawford.
That was a good team.
I think this is their best offensive
team. That's their best. And they were good like all season long. And you didn't even mention the guy that was their MVP and MVP of the league who got popped, right? For most of that season was who?
Let me give you Melky Cabrera's stats.
He was so good.
He played 113 games in 2012 before he got popped. He batted 346, had 10 triples, 11 home runs with 159 hits in 113 games.
Did he get popped in September of that year?
No. No, it was before the deadline.
It was midsummer.
I think it was right after the deadline because
August?
They got Pence, and I think there was one game where he had Pence, Posey, Pablo, and Melky in the lineup.
I don't know. Look it up. Melky Cabrera.
I thought that they traded.
You guys talk. I'll look it up.
Yeah. Okay.
So, September 13th, 2023. Oh, that's the details of it. Continue.
Okay. Pagan had 15 triples that year.
August 15th, by the way. August
15th.
Yeah, so mid August. Yeah.
Wow.
50 games.
Pagan had 15 triples, okay? Marco Scudero was unbelievable, bad 362. Pablo Sandoval, 283 with 12 and 63. Posey, the last 100 RBI season for a Giant, batted 336. He won the MVP that year. Pence, only batted 220.
He wasn't very good offensively, but everyone remembers what? That hit against the Cardinals, the bat three times.
He did have 45 RBIs.
He did.
So that's pretty impressive. Belt, 7 for 56 with a 275 average. Gregor Blanco, 244, more of a defensive replacement. And then Brandon Crawford, .248 batting average, 143 games played. He was a defensive player.
Yeah, but .248 for Brandon Crawford, it might as well be like .275. That's pretty...
Right now, Chapman would love to finish the season batting .243.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm probably taking the 2012 offense over this one, wouldn't you?
I would agree with that.
That was a great year.
That team was really good. Again, just think if they had Melky Cabrera on there for the playoffs, be incredible.
And then I get to the 2014 team. Blanco batting .262. Panic batted .300. Posey batted .300 with 22-89. Pablo, .280, 16-73. Then Pence in the five hole again. He had 20 jacks, 74 RBIs. Belt, 12 jacks. He was hurt a lot of that year, .243 average. And then 10 with 69 RBIs and only a .246 average for Brandon Crawford with Travis Ishikawa and Juan Perez in the outfield. I might take this offense over that 2014 offense.
Again, we're talking about all the World Series years, so that goes without saying. But as we're looking back, like, I think Giants fans, and we do that as fans in general, like, we misremember some of these things. Oh, they were carried by the pitching all these years. Giants had some really good offensive production from some of these teams, man. I mean, really good.
Again, they hit 162 home runs as a team in 2010. It's a lot of home runs.
It is.
I'll give you the totals real quick. 16 for your leadoff hitter, 26 for Huff, 18 for Posey, who came in halfway through the year, 18 for Burrell, 24 for Uribe, 13 for Sandoval. I mean, Joe, they hit a lot of home runs.
Let's have Dave Fleming on the other side, Joe, where he ranks this 1-6 batting order amongst some of the greats of the Giants in years past.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.